Hello, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a daily devotional video from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. Each day, we'll take about 5 to 10 minutes to read the scriptures, to reflect a little on their message and to pray together. As always, we begin with a brief scripture sentence or two that directs our hearts toward God. So listen now to Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. We're going to begin with a prayer, a confession of sin, that was written in 1552 by the English reformer Thomas Cranmer. Let's pray together. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But you, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. If you are trusting today in the Lord Jesus Christ, then with me you've confessed your sin and turned from them to the Saviour. Receive the promise of the gospel and believe in your heart that you stand today forgiven in God's sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. As the Apostle Paul puts it in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. This is the good news. Believe it and rejoice. Our reading today comes from the book of Psalms, from two Psalms that really are linked together. There's a common refrain that runs through them both, Psalms 42 and 43. And we'll read them together. Many scholars think actually they were originally penned as one single psalm. The first psalm, Psalm 42, expresses the psalmist's longing to be with God and his people. And the second psalm expresses his longing for God to vindicate him against those who oppose him. But listen out for the common refrain that runs through both psalms. To the choirmaster, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him yet, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, Where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And I will praise you with the lyre, O God my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Amen, and we praise God for this reading from his holy words. The best pastoral advice I ever read comes from the pen of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones in his wonderful book, Spiritual Depression. We are reflecting on Psalms 42 and 43. He says very simply, so much of our trouble is caused by listening to ourselves instead of talking to ourselves. You will have noticed the refrain that runs through these two psalms. The psalmist speaks to God, expresses his sense of heartbreak and longing. He's unable to go to the temple to be with God's people. He can't gather in the congregation to worship as he wishes because, in this case, of the oppression of his enemies. He is being slandered and there's the threat of real violence and persecution against him, and so he's in exile. He's unable to be where God has promised to meet his people, in the public assembly of the congregation. And then as he pours out his longing, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants for you, he says, as he pours out his longing, and as he cries to God, vindicate me, O God, deliver me, defend my cause against the ungodly people. He takes himself in hand and he begins to talk to himself. He's talking to God, and then he starts to talk to himself. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. He knows the truth of the gospel, that God has promised to save all who rest their faith and confidence in him. We know, of course, that God does defend his people, vindicates us against the assaults of the great enemy of our soul, the evil one, in the Lord Jesus Christ. In his resurrection, Christ himself was vindicated, declared to be righteous. He was justified by the Father. And in his justification, in his vindication, we are vindicated too. So that in Christ we have hope. Because he has triumphed over sin and death and the grave. Because he has triumphed over the devil. He has, as Paul puts it in Colossians, triumphed over the principalities and powers, making public spectacle of them in the cross. Because he's done that, we need not fear. We may have confidence and hope. And so the lesson of these psalms, as fear stalks in the shadows of our hearts in these difficult days, the message of these two psalms is not only to turn to God in prayer, it is also to preach the gospel to ourselves. Build a pulpit in your heart and thunder away there, telling yourself the truth. Stop listening to yourself. You get up every morning, the tape's already playing, telling you all sorts of lies, telling you at one time you are wonderful. There's no one like you. You're better than the other guy. And at the other times, telling you you're dreadful, what a wretched specimen of humanity you really are. Who would want to love you? Who would want to know you? Whoever would listen to your prayers? The tape is playing. These are the lies of the enemy. And the psalm says, preach the truth. Stop listening to yourself. Start preaching to yourself. Preach gospel truth. Christ has died for me and lives for me and intercedes for me. He is my confidence, my advocate with the Father. In him I am vindicated. I have hope in him. That's the truth to which we must cling in difficult days. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for Jesus, our advocate in the court of heaven, who ever lives to make intercession for us. We thank you that he has shed his blood for sinners, so that no matter the accusations that are hurled against us, we can say, in Christ we are righteous and clean before God. Help us when earthly hopes fail us, as perhaps they may be during this time of pandemic, to hope in God, to trust in him, and to know that we shall again praise him, who is our salvation and our God. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.